Good day. If we look at the conflict in the Middle East and the eruption of the war in Iran over the last 12 days, then we've seen the impact increases the volatility in all commodity and financial markets. And it has an impact, first of all, if we look at the oil markets. We see this massive jump in the oil price up to a level of almost $120 per barrel from where we were before this conflict of between 60 and 65. And we have to keep in mind that before the conflict, the general view was that there was an oversupply of energy into the world markets for 2026, and that we would actually see the oil price decline from the $60 level to levels of below that. And now all of a sudden we sit at levels of almost double that price of $60. And then we've seen that the G7 ministers have said, oh, they will release some strategic oil stockpiles into the market, and then all of a sudden the markets then decide, oh, but it's not that bad. And we've seen that the oil price dropped to levels of almost $85 per barrel yesterday. This morning we've seen that the oil price is once again rising above $90 per barrel, and that is also in line with the fact that the oil supplies that can be released from stockpiles will be sufficient to supply the oil demand, world demand, for about 10 days. So if the war continues for more than another 20 days, then we see that, you know, this will just not be enough. So therefore, if Iran succeeds in keeping the Strait of Hormuz closed, then we will see a 20% of the world oil supplies that flow through that strait into the world markets will be cut off, and that will have a major impact on the oil price in general. Fortunately, countries like China, which are to a very large extent dependent on the oil from the Middle East and from Iran, they apparently have stockpiled quite a lot of oil so they can survive for quite some time. We've heard a report this morning from Malaysia which said that they have enough oil stockpiles to last them until May this year. But then the war has to come to an end. And unfortunately, we see the statements made by the US about, you know, how long it will last. Then the one day they say, oh, the president tells us, President Trump, Donald Trump, tells us that the war will be over within a few days. And then the next day, the markets realize that this is not an easy war. And it is going to take a lot of effort to control the situation in Iran. And whether that's possible, it still hangs in the air. So if we look at the conflict in the Middle East, it's going to last longer than what we've heard the President of the United States has told us. The resistance from Iran is much stronger, it seems to us, than what they anticipated, they as well as the Israelis. So this conflict is affecting the world markets and disrupting world markets for much longer period than what they anticipated. When we look at the impact of this conflict on other markets, we see that the general view is that this will increase inflation worldwide, also in South Africa. And because of that, we will see that interest rates, which we anticipated, will be cut by the central banks in most of the major industrialized countries, but also in South Africa. That is going to be postponed, at least, because if the inflation rate rises, then the central banks will most likely increase interest rates. And we've already seen that in the European Union, that people say the European Central Bank is most likely to increase interest rates much more earlier than what we anticipated. So inflation is going to rise, interest rates will not be cut and are likely to rise. It could even happen in South Africa if this conflict lasts too long and the energy prices rise too much. The further impact was on the stock markets, and we've seen a sell-off in stock markets worldwide, also in the South African stock market, because of the uncertainty. And people say, there's just so much uncertainty. Let me take my money out of there, out of the stock market, and put it into some more stable money market or capital market instruments. Now, we've also seen that long-term interest rates have already risen quite a lot since the start of the conflict. And therefore, if we look at this, then the problems that we face in the stock markets, the drop in these prices could last also longer than what is anticipated. Just remember that I've heard the comment a few years ago when a guy said to me, yeah, when there is a sale at Checkers, Woolworths, Edgar's, wherever, everybody runs there. If there is a sale on the stock market, everybody runs away instead of looking at the opportunities that come. So just keep an eye on what we can see in the stock market. If we look at the traveling with the airlines, uncertainty, risks that have increased, and we've already seen that Scandinavian Airlines have said that they're increasing the prices of air tickets, even if it's only temporary, but they have to protect themselves against these high fuel costs that they have to absorb at the moment. So if we look at this, a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty, and there is at the moment, as far as we can see, no clear end to this war. So we have to be prepared for more volatility in energy markets. We have to prepare for quite steep increases in the fuel price in at begin first Wednesday in April in South Africa. But let's have a look and see how things develop in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But at the moment, a lot of volatility, and it's not going to disappear overnight.